You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
This spread is set at 5 currently. The Cardinals plus 5 at 10 to 11. The Falcons minus 5 at 10 to 11. And this spread has been moving north as well. The Falcons were about minus 4 when I checked and now minus 5, Gil. And the Falcons come into this off a bye. They're 6-4 after losing to the Philadelphia Eagles in Week 10. While the Arizona Cardinals do not look like the same team we saw last season, they're trailing Seattle in the NFC West by 3 games. And I think right now the Cardinals are just fighting to become relevant again, Gil.
I think there's a school of thought for that. You know, on the other hand, you know, I said this about the Arizona-Minnesota game last week. It might not have been the marquee matchup of the week, but it was certainly the most interesting in terms of where those two teams were going. And Arizona lost that game to Minnesota last week, and it was a very frustrating loss for them because Minnesota, if you recall, had an interception return for a touchdown, over 100-yard return for a touchdown, which Chris Andrews on my podcast, Beating the Book, reminded me that a guy on ESPN referred to it not only as a pick six, but as a pick 12 because the Cardinals were about to score themselves. They also gave up to the Cardinals a kickoff return for a touchdown. So, and they ended up losing that game by 6 points. So that's sort of indicative of not only the Viking season, right? The Vikings, on the one hand, are only able to win when they get that kind of production from their defense or their special teams, but really the Cardinals' frustration. And so the other way to look at what you're saying is maybe the Cardinals aren't as bad as we think they are. They're just having one of those years where things aren't working out. To your point, though, definitely the difference between this year's Cardinals and last year's Cardinals is the ability to get the ball downfield. Last year, whether it was Larry Fitzgerald, whether it was Michael Floyd, whether it was John Brown, Carson Palmer just seemed to hit these guys deep at will. And he just doesn't make those plays this year. Now, you can blame it on the receivers. You can blame it on the fact that Carson Palmer is going to be 37 years old next month. There's no shame in that. At some point, you know, unless you're Tom Brady or Peyton Manning, these things happen. You get old, and there's no shame in that. And so maybe this was what we should have expected for the Cardinals. But they're just not on all cylinders this year. Doesn't mean they're a bad football team. And I'm going to say this right now. If you give me 5 points here, I think I'm taking the Cardinals, Dave.
And the narrative, as far as the Falcons are concerned, coming into this game is whether or not they are going to drift off into the wilderness as they not have a tendency to do, but as they did last season. They were a team that started the season in scintillating form, but are now 6-4 and still hold a slight advantage in the NFC South, which is a competitive division. It must feel like a must-win game for the Atlanta Falcons, given that the Cardinals aren't coming in maybe firing on all cylinders here. How do you see the Falcons doing from here on out until the end of the regular season?
I think your assessment of the Falcons is dead on. Last year, they started 6-1, and then they finished down the stretch 2-7. So they finished 8-8, missed the playoffs for the third straight season. This year, another fast start. Great offense, and people love offense, right? Matt Ryan and Julio Jones, just spectacular. Ryan, second in passing yards, third in passing touchdowns, fourth in completion percentage. Julio Jones leads the league in receiving yards and is pretty much unstoppable. And so people love offense, and I was mentioning on my show, and I think maybe on yours last week too, where perception is so interesting. People thought of this Falcons team, again, with a fast start, like, wow, not only is this team headed to the playoffs, coasting to the playoffs, but they could contend for a Super Bowl berth. You know, they quickly forgot about the Cowboys and Seahawks in making that statement. And then you think about a team like the Buccaneers, who are also in the NFC South, and you say, oh, they're not a very good football team. Well, I pointed out last week, you know, the Buccaneers are only one game behind the Falcons in the South. So it just speaks to how we tend to overrate anything good we see and completely underrate anything that we might perceive as negative. And you're right. If the Falcons lose here to the Cardinals, all of a sudden they're 6-5. And those thoughts of last year have to creep into their minds. They're human beings, and they have to know that this is kind of the wrap on them. You know, you get off to these fast starts, but it doesn't mean anything if you're kind of mediocre the rest of the way. So I think this is a tough game for the Cardinals. Now, they play the Redskins next week at home. Oh, excuse me, the Falcons. This is a tough game for the Falcons. And I think the same can be said for the Cardinals, where both of these teams look at this game and have to think, not only is this must win, but it's also a huge opportunity. In the case of the Cardinals, they get Atlanta here, and then they get the Redskins at home next week. All of a sudden, if the Cardinals win those two games, they're right back in the wild card discussion. But this is it. This is the point in the season where it's do or die. When you're 4-5-1 like the Cardinals, and when you're 6-4 like the Falcons, yeah, the Falcons have a little more leeway, but they've got the ghosts of last year to think about as well if they lose.
Taking the points then, the Cardinals plus 5 at 10-11. Are you tempted to sprinkle on the money line, Gil?
I am. I am indeed. Thank you for using the word sprinkle, by the way. Copyright.
That's in homage to your podcast, Gil.
Yeah, yes. We have musical background for such things. The sprinkle, for those who don't know, refers to the fact that if you take an underdog, you also put a little on the money line itself in addition to against the spread. So, yeah, I absolutely do. Listen, I expect the Atlanta offense to do their thing, but the Cardinals are getting Tyrann Mathieu back here for this game, and he's missed the last two games. That's a big return for the Cardinals defense.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.